I'm Doreen Jones in Turkey, where the largest nationwide protests in more than a decade are continuing over the jailing of Istanbul Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu. İmamoğlu is widely seen as Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's chief political rival. However, the Turkish president insists the judiciary is independent and warns that the protesters will pay a heavy price. Protests in Istanbul continue over the arrest of Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu in defiance of a city governor's ban on demonstrations. Many of those demonstrating are young and have grown up only knowing President Recep Tayyip Erdogan as the leader of their country. Speaking to them, there's a desire for change and a belief that the future of democracy is at stake. None wanted to give their names for fear of retaliation.
We have right to vote. We have right to choose whoever we want to rule us. But he is taking that right from us today.
We want democracy. We want the people to choose the elected. And we want the free will to choose who we want without them being imprisoned.
Protests continue to spread across the country, even in traditional voting strongholds of Erdogan. The unrest is on a level unseen since the Gezi protests of 2013, which almost ousted Turkey's long-serving president. Many opinion polls give İmamoğlu a double-digit lead over Erdogan in a presidential election. Despite his arrest, İmamoğlu's CHP party went ahead and declared him their presidential candidate in absentia after holding a symbolic nationwide vote that saw nearly 15 million people casting their ballot for the jailed mayor. That's a quarter of the electorate. Students have now launched a nationwide boycott of universities, and opposition leaders are warning of a new escalation in their protests. Turkey expert Gunul Tol of the Washington-based Middle East Institute claims Erdogan is taking a big risk.
It could backfire. Erdogan's strategy could backfire on him. And in the past it did. In 2019, when Ekrem İmamoğlu won the municipal elections in Istanbul, Erdogan did not accept the result and call for a rerun. While in the first round, Ekrem İmamoğlu had won by a razor-thin majority, in the second round, people got so angry and frustrated that they handed Ekrem İmamoğlu a bigger win. So this could easily backfire. And now that thousands of people are on the streets, this could turn into something much bigger that Erdogan had not expected.
But as is Erdogan's way, rather than stepping back, he's doubling down, insisting the judiciary is independent and that no one is above the law. The Turkish president is now warning the protesters will pay a heavy price.
İhanete bulaşanlar, milletin kardeşliğine pusu kuranlar.
Those who are involved in treason and who set up an ambush for the brotherhood of the nation will sooner or later be held accountable to justice. This is not blind hostility or revanchism. It's a reflex of the national will, the requirement of being a state, the condition of the principle of eternity.
Gereği evet müddet ilkesinin şartıdır.
Erdogan is true to his word, with police increasingly carrying out dawn raids on hundreds of protesters' homes and even journalists covering the demonstrations. İlhan Özgel, deputy chairman of the opposition CHP party, says early elections and a new government is the only way out of the judicial and political crisis facing the country. Erdogan is true to his word, with police stepping up crackdowns on protesters using water cannons and rubber bullets, while hundreds of demonstrators have been detained in dawn raids on their homes. Journalists covering the demonstrations are also being arrested. Turkey's government-controlled media regulatory authority has hit the country's small independent media with temporary broadcast bans and heavy fines for their coverage of the unrest. İlhan Özgel, deputy chairman of the opposition CHP party, says early elections and a new government are the only way out of the country's judicial and political crisis.
The government has to restore rule of law in this country. It is damaging the image of the country, it's damaging the economy, it's damaging the social structure of the society. The judicial system is the least trustful institution in Turkey. You can't continue like this. I mean, everything is possible, but the point is that we have to do anything to stop it. We have the power of the people and Erdogan has the power of the state. So we're going to see who's going to defeat whom.
The opposition is vowing more protests, warning that the fate of Turkey's democracy is now at stake. However, Erdogan insists the judiciary is independent and that the rule of law must be respected. With the stakes so high for both sides, few people are predicting the outcome of the impasse with any confidence. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.